Sure, you're a good Northwesterner because you recycle your beer cans, cardboard boxes, and plastic milk jugs. But what about that dusty piano you've long wanted to unload? It doesn't fit into the recycling bin. A group of friends in Olympia is starting an offbeat enterprise to recycle pianos. We sent correspondent Tom Bonsi to get to the bottom of this.
I had many questions about this piano recycling gambit, starting with why? Why?
It's just fallen out of fashion to have your kids learn how to play that particular instrument. I mean, there are all kinds of keyboards that are much cheaper and more appropriate for the type of music that the kids are probably interested in anyway.
Michael Rohde says online marketplaces are awash in pianos that people can't unload. I found the semi-retired, self-described tinkerer and woodworker with three collaborators at a downtown Olympia workshop. In that local makerspace, they were disassembling a 120-year-old upright piano.
Ha! Ha! Coins up!
A local resident who's moving to Spokane gave the piano away for free to prevent the antique from going to the landfill. What's in a piano that can be recycled? The goal is just about everything, says Rohde.
Some of the woods are incredible. Some of the metals are really, really interesting. There's lead, there's copper, there's brass, there's different kinds of steel. There's a lot of cast iron.
The trick will be to make this a sustainable, break-even enterprise. Rohde says each part of a piano potentially has a niche market for reuse, with the old-growth maple, spruce, oak, mahogany, and rosewood being perhaps the most valuable to build into other smaller musical instruments like dulcimers or guitars. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.